Welcome back, everyone, to Audio Oddity. I'm your co-host, M, with the host, Rocky.
Hello.
Hello.
Why you sound like that?
I'm just saying hello. I'm just saying hello.
We had this same exact conversation this last week.
I think it's every week.
Yeah.
It's just a hello.
Why do you sound like that?
Why you sound like that? It's hello. I can't just, you know, I'm just here, you know?
Just living my life. With your heart problems.
Stop it. Don't start with that this week.
With your 50-year-old heart problems.
Anyways, Em. Mm-hmm. So what's up?
Nothing's up. The sky.
The sky.
Is up.
Gotcha. All right, Em, you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
No.
No? She's like, no, I don't want to tell
you. I don't remember.
All right. Well, welcome to Audio Oddity, people. You can find us across all social media platforms at Audio Oddity
except Podcast.
Except for Twitter. I'm not. Anyways.
No one talks about it.
We don't talk about Twitter here. We are on Twitter. Just find us. If you really want to that bad, just find us. Also, you can also send us emails at audioodditypodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, that's it. That's pretty much everywhere we're at.
Does that mean we can get on with the joke of the day?
Okay, go ahead, Em. What's your joke of the day?
Okay, this week I had to, my sources were gone, so I couldn't really search it up on Google. So, I had to find my own one, or make my own one. What did the detective say to the suspect? Or what did the owl... What did the owl detective say to the suspect?
I don't know.
Then who did it?
Anyways, okay. All right.
That was so good.
Amazing. All right, let's get right into our first topic of the day.
Yeah, we're just gonna ignore the joke.
Yeah, we're just gonna ignore that joke. We're gonna act like that never happened.
And that was really good. If I hadn't stuttered, it would have been amazing. Everyone would have laughed. I know you're laughing at home.
Yes, at home, I'm sure they're
cackling.
Yeah, just cackling. Anyways, right into the first topic of the day.
Topic of the day.
Yes. So,
what is the first topic of the day?
First topic of the day.
Wait, so, don't say it.
You know it or something?
Yes.
What is it? What you got?
It's that bird outside.
No. No. Even though that bird is glaring at us, he is not the
what
topic
bird?
Of the day.
I don't even. Oh wait, you're not wrong. That bird is glaring at us.
He is not the topic of the day. All right. So, I'm not sure when it was. I guess she wrote that down, but. I guess it was 2 days ago, maybe day before yesterday. Well, okay, let me start from the beginning. Xbox has been working on their cloud gaming. They always had cloud gaming through Game Pass for your mobile phones as long as you had an Android.
Oh, I knew
now
that.
They're working on it through the browser, so people who own iPhones or Apple products can also log into a browser, go to xbox.com/play and cloud game from there, which is, I mean, that is just awesome. Welcome to the future, right? So they put out a beta, which they picked a select few people, and they, let those select few people experience it for, I think it was maybe a week or so. And then I think day before yesterday, they released it to Game Pass Ultimate members, which I am. So therefore, I had access to...
Of course you are.
I know, of course I am. I had access to cloud gaming, across a web browser, which I did try out. And it's a beta, beta meaning still in testing.
No, really? That's, beta yes. means still in testing?
Yeah, still in testing. That's just, oh my just for
gosh.
Your, just for people that didn't know that. You know.
That's a real knee slapper.
It is a knee slapper. So, stop slapping your knee. So I tested it out with MLB The Show, baseball, so it wasn't bad. I thought it was gonna be like kind of laggy let me frame this by saying put this in perspective by saying that we have pretty decent internet. We don't have
actually, that's a lie.
We have decent internet. We don't have terabyte internet, but we do have, like, you know, I think 500 gig. We got half a terabyte.
It's not horrible internet, but it's not good.
It's not horrible internet, not by no means. Our Wi-Fi is very, very decent. You can game on it, can't you?
Very decent.
Don't you game on it? Thank you.
With the silent. Okay, I'm saying silent because the only reason I can game on it is the loading screen. Oh my gosh.
Well, that has nothing to do with your internet. It does. No, that's your
Xbox. Or not downloading,
that's
sorry.
That's the slow Xbox you own.
I'm talking about, when I say loading, I mean not loading screens. I mean downloading.
Downloading. Oh, that's also the slow. See, I'm hardwired in though. So I guess you download a Wi-Fi, so yours is slower. But anyways, to my point is I did play it and it was not bad. A little laggy, but like I said, that could be due to our internet. And it's awesome. I really liked it, you know, to be able to, because there's so many games.
Imagine being,
you know, it's so many games on Game Pass where you run across them, you're like, I don't want to wait for that download just to see what this game
is.
Yeah,
I'm not wrong.
So you can just go to it, hit the cloud, jump right into it, play a couple minutes and be like, nah, I'm good. Get out of it, move on to the next one. Or you can jump into it, you know, start playing, man, I really like this, and then start downloading it. You know, you're not wasting the download, you know what I mean? Instead of download and delete it. So I really enjoyed it. I was playing it on my, you know, my PC through the Chrome browser, I think. And yeah, it was cool. I really enjoyed that. I hope, and that's just the beta. So, you know, they're going to improve on that. And Xbox, they're really giving gamers, you know, they're making it to where anybody, you know, you don't have to own an Xbox now. You know, you don't.
Yeah, you really don't.
You don't even have to own an Xbox. I mean, and they're making it to where games will be.
I mean, some games.
Yeah, but they're.
I suggest owning an Xbox.
Well, of course, but they're making it to where games are accessible to just about anybody. Just about anybody. Like, you can, you know, you can log into it or not. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on your PC browser. You know, the next step, and you know, not just me saying this, but a few other people were saying this, the next step is going to be an app directly to your TV. You press on it, you Bluetooth your controller to the TV, and you're able to play Game Pass through that app.
So
that
Nintendo.
Is coming. Nintendo, what are you talking about?
Isn't that just Nintendo?
Nintendo does not do that. What?
Doesn't Nintendo do
that? No, they do not do that.
Don't they do that?
No, where did you even hear that?
Okay, they put it. Okay, you have the Nintendo, you put it into the, you have the Nintendo, you put it into the thing, and then it hooks up to the TV automatically.
That's a that's any console. What? What?
Wait.
I'm talking about an app on the TV. Like, you go to Netflix, you press Netflix, you watch a movie. You're gonna be able to go to Game Pass. You hit Game Pass, you play a game.
Isn't that how it already works?
No, you have to have the console.
Okay, I get what you're saying now.
This will be M's last episode.
I'm a little tired today.
You getting kicked off. Really. You're tired every day. You getting kicked off the island. I'm removing you from this.
Don't worry, dude. I'm fine.
You're not allowed in Wakanda anymore.
Wakanda? What are you doing?
You're done. You're done here.
I'm fine, bro. I'm so okay.
Okay.
I was up until 4 a.m. last night. I'm okay.
I don't even want to know. Anyways, so yeah, that was my impressions of that. I really enjoyed. I played
enjoyed.
Even on my Xbox, I can't get through a whole game of the show. Like, I can only play like five.
So you're
innings
saying
of
it's
baseball.
Gonna be like Netflix, where you just click on the thing and you don't even need the console anymore. So, oh my gosh, I finally get what you're saying. Before, I did not get what
you
were saying.
You know, you're saying like is incorrect. That's exactly what I said. Exactly. And the cool thing, also the really cool thing, is that people who have iPhones didn't have access to Game Pass app because of some restrictions that the Apple Store held, where you couldn't play. I don't know.
Yeah, that Apple Store.
They had to be able. It was something like they had to be able to like review all the games on Game Pass for content before they allow. Yeah, it was weird. So they weren't allowed on there. But now you can just go through the browser, so you can get it through Apple or anything. So really awesome. So if you're an iPhone user now, you can also get Game Pass on your phone like everybody else. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? Why is this so funny?
I don't know. This is not funny. It's not. It's really not.
So that's what I. So that was my first impression of that. So
first impression. Okay, it sounds okay. Seriously, MLB does not sound fun.
It's baseball. If you like baseball, it is. But if you don't like baseball, it's not gonna be that great for you.
You like baseball?
I keep up with it. I don't watch it, but I do keep up. Like normally when it hits October. Would you go out there and
swing a bat like good old father? No, I'm not playing.
No. Well, I mean with my sons, yeah. If they want to play baseball, of course.
Excuse me? Why not with your daughters?
Because my daughters aren't interested in baseball. That's why.
What do you mean?
Are you interested in baseball?
No.
Okay then. Neither are your sisters.
What about Kylie, Mike?
No, she's a basketball person.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know. We have... Oh, I almost...
Yeah.
I almost said someone that wasn't in our family's name.
We have who?
I just said something. I almost just said like a random person's name.
Okay. So what you been doing? What you want to talk about this week?
Well, welcome to M's Corner. Play the music.
Do no, it. I'm not. M's Corner. Oh, we... That was a horrible segue. What you want to talk about, M? Well, welcome to M's Corner. That was horrible.
I need the music to transition me to it then.
Okay, let's transition over to M's Corner. This is M's Anime Corner. I actually came up with a name for this. I forgot to tell you.
What?
Anna M.
Anna M. That's not bad.
Like anime, but it's Anna
clap,
M.
Clap.
Anna M's Corner. Or M's Anna something. We'll play on that word, but yeah.
Welcome to M Anime. M Anime. Okay, first I have to learn how to pronounce it, and then we can call it that.
Yeah.
Welcome to Anna M's Corner.
Okay, I guess that worked.
Why'd you look?
We're still workshopping names, people. Anyway, yeah, so what okay. you got for what this you got? This could be in
the production meeting, but you chose not to. But
yeah,
whatever.
I know. I skipped production meetings. Yeah. Go ahead.
And welcome to Anna M's Corner. Today we'll be talking about. Okay, that's so bad. I wish I could.
No, what you talking about? Go ahead. Hey, ain't no. We're flowing, baby. We're flowing. No. Just keep it flowing.
Ugh, I hate that. I didn't like the way I said that, so I'm gonna re-say it.
Okay.
Welcome to Anna M's Corner.
All right.
I don't like the way I said that either. Okay, welcome to the
corner. Can you just get to the anime you're talking about?
Okay, today we'll be talking about Say I Love You.
Hold on, what?
Say name? I Love You. Oh, God. It's a re.
This is one of these mushy ones, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm rewatching it after two.
What year? Is it about?
Oh, yeah. So what's it about? It's about this anti-social. It's about this girl, Mei Tachibana. I actually remember her name for once because I actually like that name very like much. It's about this anti-social girl called Mei Tachibana. She doesn't really, she ever since an incident in like kindergarten, I think it was kindergarten or like pre-K, she hasn't really got friends. She hasn't really made friends until this popular kid boy comes around, and she accidentally, well, she had a, in my opinion, she has all the right to that kick that she did. She had all the right to.
Hold on, wait, what kick? What?
So what happened was she was going up the stairs, and the popular boy's friend tried to pull her skirt, or did pull her skirt. So, yeah, like she kicked him, but she accidentally hit the wrong person and ended up hitting Yamato? I don't know.
Okay.
We'll call him Yamato.
So she went to kick somebody and actually kicked the wrong person.
Yeah, and then, yeah, but that's how it starts off. Like, it's just them, it's just her being antisocial and him, like, being interested in her. I finished Say I Love You already. There's, like, a lot of, it's not what you think it's gonna be about. Like, because it also branches off to little stories in between of there, different people and different problems. And, yeah. Say I Love You. I'm horrible at explaining these things. There's probably a person way better that can explain these things than I can.
I'm positive of it. So there you go. Say I Love You. Is that the only one you have for us today?
Yeah, or? That's it.
Okay. So if you're interested in animes where people actually kick other people,
Then accident you kick other people.
Yes, then Say I Love You, it sounds like the anime for you.
It's a if you're ill, it's a romance story. I forgot to add that.
I thought it was an anime where people went around just kicking each other. I thought this was...
Nah, it's an action-packed adventure.
It wouldn't be the weirdest genre I heard of in anime.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right, so...
There's a whole genre we can't even get into.
Yeah. Well, speaking of genres I can't get into, I want to transition over to... So, a new game came out...
How does that have anything to do with...
Well, I'm getting to that. A new game came out. I'm not sure when it came out. Maybe yesterday, which was Friday. But the game is a PS5 exclusive, and it's called Returnal.
Returnal.
Returnal. Returnal. So have you seen anything on Returnal yet? Like,
yeah, totally, man. My dog was playing it.
Okay, so you haven't. So Returnal.
No, I meant dog.
You have to be sarcastic.
Dog.
Yeah, you have to be sarcastic.
No, I meant dog as in dog.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I meant dog as in dog.
As in your actual
my dog.
Anyways, so
like dog, you know, like no, my dog.
No, we're not. Anyways, so Returnal came out. So
okay.
I was so gung-ho about this game. Like gung-ho. When I heard about it, I was gonna buy it. Like gung-ho as in, oh, I'm gonna, it's a PS5 exclusive, I gotta get it, you know, because
I know what you meant by gung-ho. Just surprised you used gung-ho.
So I was like, but then closer I started reading more and more about it, I realized what type of game it was. And it was a game called, you know, what they refer to as roguelike games. Do you know what that is?
It's an individual kind of
No, roguelike games are games where you do runs, you know, you do a run, then you die. You're made to die in these games. You die. And then you come back.
Is it the one I was watching you play?
No. I haven't played Returnal. No. But you know, but it's a roguelike game. You do a run, you're made to die. But when you die, you have all the knowledge of what you did already. Plus, some of them you get more
like
abilities.
Like Undertale.
Okay. I don't play Undertale.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's like... a few big ones. I guess the latest biggest one was Hades. Hades was like the next,
totally yeah. Know what you're talking about. My dog played that.
Anyways, so but then I realized it was that type of games, and I was like, do I really want to play this? Because I'm not really into, like, because you die and then you go all the way back to the beginning. It ain't like you, it's no save. Like, you die, you go all the way back to that beginning of it, you know. It ain't like you just start from where you're at. And that I'm more sucks. Of a adventure game progression type player, you know.
He was one of those big Fallout fans.
I don't know about all that, but okay, I like, yeah. You know, I like to play. I like story. You know, I like the story, which I heard Returnal has
actually,
a decent story.
I think that's bull.
I do like the story again.
I like story, but I don't like going through it.
No. I do like through it.
I'm Rocky.
I do like going through it, but I just like
I don't
to
pay
know...
attention to anything. What's going on in this game, Imogen?
Oh, well, I mean, that's how I was like Outlanders. Outlanders, yeah. I was like that in Outlanders, but nobody paid attention to that story. It wasn't just me. But anyways, so my point being is that I decided not to get Returnal and not to play it because I don't think I would enjoy it. And then the more I listen to...
I mean, you could always pass it off to me, buy me a game, you know.
Dude. No, well, that's what I'm saying. And also, it ain't like, you know, you get to try it. It's $70 and then...
never mind.
Well, yeah, you know, it's next gen. So it's
$70,
and then you go spend your $70.
I hardly want to spend $40 on a video
game.
I don't know. Buy video games.
But I mean that's what they cost, and that's fine. I have it. It's cool, but it's just like, do I really want? You know, it's gonna add to the collection. Like, I still got Assassin's Creed Valhalla down there. That I ain't even touched. Like, it's like, I mean,
oh,
and I'm gonna play
it. Have that. Wait.
Yes, I do. I'm gonna play Valhalla.
No,
but do I need to add Returnal to that pile of games that I know are really not gonna play? That, you know.
Yeah, I say I'm gonna play, but really not gonna
yeah.
play.
Yeah, and you I buy play. It's bad because I buy Assassin's Creed like every year with the Attentions of the Planet, and I never play it.
You have all the Assassin's Creed games.
No, I sell them. I end up selling them. Like, I'll get them, and then when the next one comes out, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to go get that. And then I'll be like, oh, I didn't even play last year. Oh, well, I'll sell it real quick and go buy the other one. Then I go buy it. Then I go buy it. And so Valhalla's sitting down there. I haven't played that. You know, It's bad. So anyways,
that seems like a cycle.
Does this sound like, since you just now discovering what a roguelike game is, mm-hmm. does it sound like something you are, you know, those type of games, something you play? Is Undertale roguelike? I didn't know.
Single time you die, you go, it remembers you dying.
Yeah, and then you gotta go back, and then you kind of get to do it again.
Yeah.
Like, and it is, people be like, do people yeah, in it yeah. be like, hey, I remember you. You died. What are you doing?
Well,
you
know, it's actually like little things like that. You went back, and in Undertale, it's a little bit darker. It's like, well, I wouldn't really describe Undertale as really dark, but whatever. But that's my personal opinion. It's more like, you did this. I know what you did. Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. Well, Returnal is like that. But it's like, you don't even, the way I heard it described,
Undertale is, it's like you make bad decisions, you go back,
yeah,
and it remembers what you did.
Okay. Okay, I got you. So I'm not sure if Returnal does that, but the way I heard it described was like, you go along, you don't necessarily even get stronger when you come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just go back, but you're able to be like, okay, around this corner is a monster, so I'm not going around that corner. You know what I mean? I'm going to go straight instead. And, you know, I remember that, you know, it's like that.
But your question was,
is this, I mean, are you, do you like that, or I don't know?
I've never actually played a game like that.
You played Undertale.
Well, right? Undertale doesn't really count, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it counts as that game, but I don't know if it's like a legit, I don't know if it counts. I don't know. Maybe. It's something I'm willing to try out for real.
For $70?
For a little bit less than that.
Okay, that's my point. So I was like, I felt the same way. So I'm probably going to skip it. If I catch it on sale some point in time or down the road, maybe I'll buy it and probably end up passing it off to you or something. But maybe.
You never do that. I think you're probably going to end up selling it. I just sell it.
But. Maybe I'll try it out, but I think I'm skipping Returnal. And also, I heard the runs are long. Like, it ain't like, you know, Hades was like 20-minute runs, go back, you know, 15-minute runs, whatever. You go back to the beginning. I heard you can be playing Returnal for like 2-hour run, die, and then go all the way back to the beginning after. No, thank you.
That doesn't even sound fun to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun. That's my
unless
point.
It's like, oh my, unless I'm like, I like, thing is, I like interacting with like NPCs and stuff, and like, hey, you saved my daughter on a tree or something. Like, you can go back. And
yeah, I like progression. I like to know I accomplished. Like, oh, I got past.
If
that
I
part.
Were to go back, oh, maybe I can part, like yeah. choose a different answer and get a different outcome. But like, if it's just like steady fighting.
Well, I don't necessarily know if it's, I think it is like steady fighting, but I'm not sure you run into anybody where like,
yeah,
I don't think it's any other you know, beings in the world where it'd be like, hey, I remember you came through here an hour ago, you know? I don't think it's like that type. I just think it's always something over here and something over there. You know? I could be totally wrong. I ain't played the game. You know, I just want to know.
This is just judging
by YouTube videos and other podcasts. You know, I listen to other reviews. You know, stuff like that. But the game did score high in reviews, though. It got mostly nines across the board. I think I saw a couple of tens in there.
Okay, then that contradicts. Okay, that would. Okay, then doesn't do anything. Maybe I would play it if it has like really good reviews.
Yeah, it got really good reviews. Like, it was.
Maybe that would make me play. Just want to try it out.
I know. That's why I kind of want to try. I mean, it got like a 9 on IGN, I think.
9 on IGN? Yeah. That's like. But that's, I mean, basically.
But how do you know that reviewer?
That's getting a gold star.
But how do you know those that certain reviewer that reviewed the game doesn't like roguelike games, and you don't? So, yeah.
Well, how do you know you don't like it?
I played roguelike before. Like, Hades was all right. I mean, it was cool. It was like game of the year, I think, some places, you know. And I just, you know, but it just wasn't for me. I don't like going back and trying to repeat myself. Hades made it fun, though. They did make it fun. Like, what's Hades about? It's about the son of Hades is trapped in the underworld and he's trying to get out. So you basically,
how are you the son of Hades and trapped in the underworld?
I don't know. Go read the lore. I don't know. Okay. But I'm just telling you. So you're like running through the underworld and you're trying to get out. So every time you die,
so Doom?
You go back. No, not quite Doom. So you die, then you go back you go back, but when you start again, you know, people are like, haha, you know, yeah, I killed you last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, don't do that. You know what I mean? It's like little things like that, you know? So I liked it. I liked Hades, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't something I want to play. Like, it wasn't my favorite game. It wasn't my game of the year, put it that way. Mm. It was a good game, you know, to me, but so I just don't like that type of
play. If you were to do a rock review for Hades.
Oh, I'll give Hades like a 3.
Okay, now we have to do the music.
No. Okay. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't my type of game. I'm not a roguelike game person, put it that way.
Okay. So then don't buy this
out. Yeah, I'm not going to buy Returnal. I am not.
It would be someone for less.
But I will, like me. But I have decided, and I'm standing on it, that I will buy Resident Evil Village.
Oh, ow. Hey, myself.
Are you trying to clap?
Yeah, I was like.
Yes, I will be buying that. So
we get to see the Vampirine lady. Oh,
Lord, that's going to be it. You know, I'll probably get to one part and be like, nah, I'm good. Like I did Biohazard.
Yeah, why not? Why didn't you? Okay, you have to. Okay, I'm going to make a deal with you. You can't buy Village until you play Biohazard completely.
Village ain't getting bought.
Okay, I want everyone to pressure him into playing Biohazard. Well, we've been streaming. Like
no, I'm not screaming that. No. No.
What, you don't see a 70-year-old man get a house card?
No, I'm not. But anyways, so yeah, so that's where I'm at on Returnal. I don't think it's for me. And like I said, if I catch it for 40, 30, $29.99 a couple years from now, whatever, you know, whatever.
Then maybe
I'll pick it up.
I highly doubt it's going to go that low.
Yeah, eventually, over years, you know, eventually.
Maybe it'll become like a rare item or something.
No, it ain't rare. It ain't going to be rare about it. But eventually, it'll drop. Or, you know, I don't know if it's selling good or not. I mean, you never know with these things. Remember Watch Dogs, the last Watch Dogs game, it was $29.99, you know, a couple weeks after it came out. It already had dropped, so.
And what was the beginning price?
You know, regular $59.99 game, you know, standard.
I mean, I guess.
It was like a launch game for Xbox, you know, I guess.
Maybe it would drop down to like 40.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm not, you know, whatever.
And when the point dies, is,
I'm not buying it at 70. Yeah. If it was $49.99 right now, I probably wouldn't buy it. If it was $39.99, I don't know about that. It's just, I'm not into those games. So that's the point. So that's where I'm at on that. Anyways, so what you got, Em? What's next up? Okay, nothing from that side of the table.
I haven't really done anything this week. Oh, I started NCIS.
Okay, well, we'll do that in what you've been watching.
Okay.
All right. So how about we just hop in some news this week? Fine with you?
Yeah.
Get into some news this week. All right, so Invincible, the show I've been watching, they have renewed it for 2 more seasons. Nice. So you give Invincible. Are you going to watch Invincible now? Since you know it's coming back two more years.
No.
Why not? It's good.
I actually might. Yeah, I don't.
It's really good.
I want to check out The Boys first, and then I'll check out Invincible.
Okay, watch Boys, then watch Invincible. All right, next thing. This is a big one, Em, for me and you. What? Samsung overtakes Apple in the smartphone shipments, meaning they have shipped more Samsung phones than Apple phones. Nice, huh?
We win. Nice. We win.
Me and Em are Samsung people, by the way.
Yeah.
We both got high-end Samsung phones.
Well, the rest of them are whatever. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Apple.
I'm not talking about Apple people. Apple iPhone makes a very good. Apple, my wife.
We got 3 cameras.
My wife, your sister, they all have Apple phones. Look at our awesome phone this year. We added that fourth camera.
We added our camera. Oh, my
God. You leave those people alone.
Look, we wear Gucci belts and we also walk around like we're.
What? We wear Gucci belts? What does that got to do with Apple?
I don't know. They somehow. No, we wear belts all the way to our waist.
No, they do not.
We pull our pants up.
What are you talking about?
We pull our pants up over our stomachs.
So you saying Apple people are nerds? Are some
we
form
wear
of
big
nerds?
Glasses and have headphones.
Like Steve Urkel would use an Apple, you think?
probably.
Because that's what you're describing there.
Steve Urkel. I don't even know who that is. Who is Steve Urkel?
Google it. Just Google it.
Google. You're so young. My phone's dead currently right now.
Just Google.
I would Google.
Oh, my Lord. Anyways, next piece of news. Live action Flintstones are in the work.
Why are you bringing up that?
The show's named Bedrock.
Please stop. Why would you?
Live action Flintstones.
Why is that a part of our
You're not hyped for that?
Oh, my God. Them Flintstones, bro.
Yeah. You know what Flintstones? You watch Flintstones, right? I know you've seen the Flintstones.
I've seen the Flintstones. Flintstones?
Flintstones. Like Flint. The rock? Flint? Rock?
The
Flint.
Mandela effect. I remember it being
Flintstones. No, you do not. Well, they're making a live action.
Out the window.
Well, look, it was put a live action adult show called Bedrock. I think it's going to be kind of like a Smallville type. Not Smallville. Riverdale type deal. You know, remember Riverdale?
With the Flintstones?
With the Flintstones, yeah.
Please stop. That's so dumb.
This is happening. They already got a big star attached and everything.
It's for adults?
Yeah, it says it's adults.
Riverdale
was kind of for adults.
No, I don't want the Riverdale
or teens
to come,
or, you know.
But Riverdale is a little.
What are you trying to say? People loved Riverdale. I couldn't even think they made an Archie comic out of them. I couldn't believe that. Did they have Jughead on there? I never watched it.
Jughead.
Really? Did they call him Jughead?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Was he like Eeyore or something?
No.
He just ate hamburgers and stuff?
No, he was just kind of emo.
Oh, he was emo? Did he wear the crown? Did he wear the crown? Like he used to in the comic book?
No. Oh, no.
I never watched Riverdale, people. I don't know.
Oh,
I was just wondering how far they took this.
No, he wears a jug on top of his head.
He did not wear a jug on top of his head.
No.
I'm joking. Now you're just making
But he's played by one of the guys who played in Zack and Cody.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't care. I'm excited for Bedrock. That's
Sweet.
Cool. They're making it. I wonder who's going to
so
play Barney.
I'm excited for the adult version of the Flintstones.
Yes. I wonder who's going to play Barney and like Wilma.
Oh my gosh. No. Please
Betty
stop.
And
I don't even. I'm not
Fred.
Interested.
Who's going to play Fred? Who's going to be Fred Flintstone?
This is so dumb. Flintstones are for kids.
So was Archie Comics. We got Riverdale. Look at that. Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm telling you, it's going to be good.
No.
Okay. All right. Also, next up, we have... Okay, this month, your PS Plus games. PlayStation.
Burp.
We got Battlefield 5. Which I have, I didn't play Battlefield 5. I played Battlefield 1 and.
Still, regardless, it needs
I think
to
I
climb.
Played all of them except for 5. But I heard, I don't know. I haven't heard great things about this game. I don't think,
Still deserves a clap.
But it's free, so.
Still deserves a clap.
Yes, give it a clap. You have Stranded Deep. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. And for PlayStation 5, you have Wreckfest.
Really? Wreckfest?
Yeah, you know what that is?
No.
Neither do I. But it's for PlayStation 5, so I will be downloading all these games. That's free this month if you're a PS Plus member, and I think they're available starting May 1st.
Look at us getting our information 4th, right.
Probably Monday
for
they'll
once.
Come out. I don't know. I'm not sure of the date. But that's the PS Plus May games. All right. Games with gold. Xbox.
Ooh, okay.
You have Arm Mellow.
Sounds cool.
Now, this, I don't know. I read the description of this because I was like, what is Arm Mellow? You know? And you might want to look this up, Em, because it says it's like a fantasy game involving like cards. It sounded Dungeons and Dragon-y.
Oh, cool.
So you might want to check that out. You might want to download and check that out. I know you like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. So it sounded very, very similar. Mm-hmm. Hear them describe it. It sounded like that. The next game is Lego Batman.
Interested, obviously.
No, you're not. You don't care nothing.
Oh my God, my Lego Batman.
I would.
I'm so interested.
I'm downloading
it. And my Lego Batman.
Yeah, Lego Batman.
Lego Batman.
So those available. Those first two available from April, May.
April, May.
May 1st through May 15th.
It is May 1st as we're recording this. So. Yeah,
so it's available today. Actually, I think it's been available since yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll go with that.
Armello,
and I'm probably saying that all wrong. And Lego Batman. How do you get that right now? It's Armello. I'll get you all the notes.
Oh, Armello.
Test this out Milo. For us. Yeah, Milo. I don't know. But yeah, some about cards and fantasy. Milo? I don't know. It sounded really like
Milo.
It sounded like an M type of game. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So, and from May 16th to May 30th, you can get Tropico 4 and a game called Dungeons. I don't know what Dungeons is. I didn't Google that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably cut that whole name off. It's probably more to it. Yeah. But yeah, Tropico 4 is kind of like a, if I'm not mistaken, I had this game for PlayStation. They gave it on PS Plus one time when I was back PS4. I don't remember. But it was kind of like a, you remember Sim City, right? Like
yeah.
You build a city. It's kind of like an island type deal.
Oh, that's cool.
You build an island and you got to manage it and stuff like that.
Like Sims? Or like Dinosaurs? That one game that like...
I don't know about that. Like maybe Sims, but I don't think you get to be the people. I think you just play stuff on the island and...
Oh. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I don't know, Tropico 4. Yeah. So yeah, that one. So yeah. So that was the news for the week that I felt was important. I post news stories, if you're interested, daily on my Instagram. At least four I try. If it's a slow news day, I might start cutting it back to three because sometimes I'll be scrounging. It'd be a slow day. But yeah, at least I try to post four stories a day on Instagram. So that's Audio Oddity Podcast on Instagram.
Audio Oddity. If you want to follow that. That's Audio Oddity Podcast.
For all the latest news in TV, movies, and video games.
Yep.
And now we come to what you've been watching, what you've been playing, Em.
Okay. I've been watching NCIS. Okay. And really funny story. I actually accidentally started off the second season.
Okay.
I have no idea what happened before in the first season at all.
Did they not have the first season?
Yeah, they have the first season.
Well, why don't you go back and watch it?
Because I don't feel like it. And also, I think I'm in a really good part. So we have Agent McGee, Agent...
It's probably some crucial character.
Yeah, development or something.
Yeah, I know.
We have Agent McGee, Agent Kate, and Agent...
It's
Tony?
Show's been on like 100 years.
It's not 100 years. Tony? And then we have our, I don't remember the main guy's name. Not main guy, but he's like a part of the, he's like kind of the in charge of it all. Like the boss. Basically just them saw him crying, being the NCIS and stuff.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Sounds good. Anything else? What you been playing?
GTA.
Okay. So you went back to GTA? Oh no, you first time in
GTA.
Yeah,
first time ever playing
okay.
GTA.
All right. Did you play the story or you just on doing an online deal?
Online deal.
Okay. So GTA Online?
Yeah, GTA Online. It's... Okay, how would I describe it is... I think it's fun, and I think it's fun when you're playing with other people. It's just that it's so much grinding. Like, it's going here to place
GTA Online.
Place.
I mean, they want to keep you...
Yeah,
you know.
Interesting. It's place to place to place. Work, do this. And then you have...
Kill this person.
Person, do this. And there's a lot of driving, and I hate driving in video games.
Yeah.
There's something I've never been good at ever.
Yeah, GTA is a lot of going one place to another, doing this, doing that. Yeah,
yeah, and it's always in lock. Not saying it's a bad game, but like it's fun. You can have plenty of fun with it. But yeah, and then there's toxic players. You know, players that just. Like,
oh really? You ran across some of them already?
Yeah, like straight out of the.
Like
bag.
They just kill you.
Yeah, yeah okay. Target you the whole entire time.
Yeah, like people following you.
Yeah, the whole time. And I encountered one today while, like, I was playing. It's not like it's not like they did anything. They were just targeting me, like, the whole time, which was annoying. But it wasn't necessarily, like, I wouldn't really call it, like, it could have been worse. That's what I mean.
Okay, all right. So are you having fun overall, though?
With the game, with players, no. Yeah, with the game, yes. With the players, no.
Gotcha.
But unless I'm playing with a friend.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, I have been watching Superman and Lois. I finally started that. I normally used to watch all the DC shows on CW Network. But man, I fell off hard this year. I don't know. Flash turned. I used to love the Flash, but that was just. I did not like last season. And then I tried to get back into it. I watched like one episode this season, just couldn't. I'm going to eventually go back and watch it, of course. But I used to watch, you know, Flash, Supergirl, you know, all of
them. Yeah, I did too, until I realized that's a whole.
Yeah, it's, you know, and then they have the big, you know, the big thing.
Excuse my language, but that's a whole crap fest.
But then, you know, they have the big team up, you know, once a year. I used to like that.
Thing is, it's so hard to keep track of.
Yeah, Legends, the, you know, that
Tomorrow
Legends of Tomorrow.
One of my favorite ones. I can't watch because it's aggravating.
That's my favorite one. I used to like watching them, but I haven't been feeling it lately. So my childhood friend, who I speak of often on here, he was like, hey, you watching Superman Lois? Because he watches every superhero show no matter what it is. And then I was like, nah, I'm taking a break from CW shows, like, you know, I'm tired of that same old formula. He's like, nah, man, I'm telling you, check it out. It's different, you know. So I didn't at the time. And then I finished off something recently, and I was like, I need something to watch. So I was like, I saw it on HBO Max. I think it was Akadama Drive.
Oh.
And then so I think it was on HBO Max, and I saw. So I was like, oh, okay, it's right here on HBO Max. Went ahead, clicked on it, started watching it. And it's actually really good. It's different from the rest of the... kind of different from the rest of the DC shows, you know. It's about of course, this is I'm gonna have to look up what planet or you know how to have all the different Earths or whatever. Yeah. So I'm sure this takes place on Earth, you know, whatever number, because it's a whole different timeline. Yeah, you know, it's a whole different thing than your regular Superman. So him and Lois are married, they have two kids, twin boys. And then they decide to move back to Smallville, you know, where he's from. And it's basically about him trying to fight crime and raise kids and manage, you know, marriage and deal with like small town things, you know,
the boys,
stuff like that. So it was really it's really.
Oh, no, that's Invincible. You said.
Yeah, Invincible is kind of like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's really fascinating. They got just, you know, in this. I'm only like 4 or 5 episodes in, but they already introduced like a Lex Luthor, but
Lex Luthor from Supergirl?
Yeah, like, but he's black on here though, and I think he's from, I don't know, you have to watch it. I don't want to give away too many spoilers for people to watch it. But yeah, they introduced him so far, and it's like,
isn't,
you know,
he like a bad guy?
Yeah, he's a bad guy. But so it's like, you know, okay, you're trying to manage, you know, you got two kids, one of them has superpowers, kind of.
What does that mean?
One of them doesn't seem like he has any. One of them seem like he has superpowers to the, not like he can't fly or anything, but he has just regular than human strength, you know what I mean?
Oh,
he's stronger than the average human. You know what I mean? He's a little above average. You know,
just above average.
Yeah, just above, not noticeably though. So actually, you know, he in the show, he plays it kind of like,
okay, when you, how old is he?
He's like their high school, ninth grade. So what 14,
15 or
15,
14.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, just starting high school, maybe.
Okay,
14,
so
15.
Then like maybe like pick up a,
they're not driving yet. So they're about like 15, 14, 15. Yeah.
So maybe like he can pick up like a weight by one hand or something.
Yeah, like he plays, I'm trying not to give away spoilers, but if you don't want to hear about Superman, just tune out or whatever, you know. But he like plays for the football team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he can hit hard, he's fast, like, you know what I mean, his instincts are better, which, and he's not even a sports type guy either. Like, you look at him, he's smaller in frame, he's shorter. His brother was the actual athlete in the family, but he's shorter, he's smaller frame, but his abilities
like
make him, yeah,
a little bit.
But it's just enough to where he's not like, they're not like, oh, something's not right here. He just looks like a really good football player.
Oh, okay.
And you ask me, it's kind of like where you want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
You can still live a normal life, but yeah, you have a slight advantage. Like, he'll be able to play in the NFL. make all the money, you know, get all the fame or whatever. And he won't have to deal with like trying to save the world, you know, or secret identities and all that.
Built for this, but not built for that.
Yeah. Speaking of secret identities, it's amazing how far they take this glasses thing with Superman. Like, all right. So in the beginning of this show, like, his kids don't know he's Superman, right?
Really?
This dude literally, his disguise is a pair of glasses. I know this has been talked about and talked about over the years, but the level they took it to. So he literally wears a pair of glasses. So he, when he reveals himself Superman, his kids are like, oh, wait, I can't believe. What? No, you're not Superman. I seen Superman. And you're not Superman, right? He goes up and takes off the glasses and looks at him. And then the kid goes,
oh my God.
I'm dead. So serious. They like, what? Wait, what? Oh, you know, so I don't. You think I could trick y'all if I was like, you know.
No.
If I just put on a pair of glasses and start fighting crime.
No. You become a vigilante.
But also, I guess because like in Superman's regular life, Clark Kent, he's kind of clumsy. He acts dope, you know, kind of dumb and nerdy old dad, you know, whatever. And
literally Supergirl.
Yeah, kind of like that. So
she did the exact same thing.
Yeah, exact same thing. Yeah,
they're cousins.
Like, yeah, they're cousins. Like
they do the exact.
Her sister didn't, you know, whatever. I'm not even.
Her sister didn't know.
Her sister didn't know, right? Yeah, that's right. Her sister.
She wasn't stupid.
But her friends didn't know. Like you look at her every day and you don't know Kara without the glasses.
Yeah.
She didn't even dye her hair. Like she didn't wear a wig or nothing.
She didn't. Her hair thing was a pair of glasses as well.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Anyways. So, but on here, it's like, so I guess, you know, like I said, he acts kind of clumsy and everything. So I guess, you know, if you're not looking for it.
No.
Maybe.
No.
You don't think.
No.
You don't think in like, okay, if there was a, you know, of course, if there was like a black dude start, you know, running around town fighting crime. But yet I was
the
still.
The same body weight, the same hair shape.
But listen,
haircut,
beard,
the same.
Yes, but I
the
still.
The same being a 50-year-old.
But I'm still keeping my regular schedule. Like, none, I'm coming, none, like, nothing home. You wouldn't think, right? And all I wore was like. All
absolutely,
I wore,
I would
like,
know.
All I wore, like, was a hat. Like, that's what
okay,
I
okay, yeah. I would figure out real quick it was you. I'd be like, Dad, is that you on the news?
No, no, that ain't me. But.
Nah, that ain't me.
No, you don't think.
What's this fedora I found?
That's not my fedora.
Don't you have that same hat?
No, it ain't my hat. Hold on, wait, and put these glasses on so you won't. So anyways, so I don't know. It's a cool show though. I like it, and it goes also through like just their high school stuff. I think you would like it. Their high school stuff and, you know, them dealing
teenagers.
Yeah, teenage stuff. Girls. You know, girls and, you know, bullies.
You actually don't see a lot of teenagers go through life. And boys' perspective. I mean, it's usually girls, I'm pretty sure.
No, this is through a boy's perspective and bullies and whatnot. So
bullies.
You know.
Bullies. Yeah. I'm actually a bully outside of our podcast.
Okay.
I wear glasses.
I don't hear about your
bully. I wear glasses.
So you can disguise your bullying.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah. So, all right. So that's what I've been watching. And what else? What else I've been watching? I guess that's all I've been watching. I guess I started that pretty much. I finished up Akadama Drive and Invincible had its
Drive.
Yeah, Invincible had its finale yesterday, which
really?
Is pretty
it's
good.
Really? It's the end of it?
Well, it's a season finale. It's coming back. Like I said, two more seasons. Mm. So, and what I've been playing, I also have been playing GTA 5 online. You know, it came to Game Pass and I downloaded it because you mentioned it so we can like do some stuff together or whatever. And then I started on the campaign again and remember how much I really love that campaign. So I was like, oh. So I did like a couple missions and got sucked into that. Then I was like, oh, let me build a character and go online, you know, so I'll have that ready whenever him wants to play. So I just went online. I did like one mission, got killed.
Yeah, won't stop bothering me on GTA.
Yeah, I just joined him's random games on GTA. Yeah. I'm playing that. MLB The Show. I told you about that, you know, I tested that out and stuff, but I played on just my regular, with my, you know, my console and I can't get through more than five innings. And I'm like, I'm trying to play, maybe go play some randos online or something. I don't know. And I'm also started Horizon Zero Dawn. They gave that game away. I don't know why I haven't played this. This game has been on the hard drive. I don't know why I have not played Horizon Zero Dawn. It's my type of game. It's a good game. It's been out a couple years, maybe a few years, and I just skipped over it. So I re-downloaded it again. I started it and watched me play a little bit. I played a little bit more yesterday, so I'm going to try to finish Horizon Zero Dawn. That is a really good game. I think the new game is supposed to come out, Horizon Zero Dawn 2. They showed it off last summer, I think it was. And I think it's supposed to come out the end of this year, maybe. Hopefully. Maybe not. You know, everything getting pushed back. But I want to be ready for that. So, yeah. So, Horizon Zero Dawn, MLB The Show, and GTA 5 is what I got into this week. All right, and we're running kind of long. So,
are we?
Let's go ahead and, wrap this up. Just remember, you can catch us across all
platforms,
Audio Oddity Podcast. And thanks everybody for the support. Thanks for listening. Am, any final words?
Let me just put on my glasses.
All right, bye everybody.
This is an M anymore.
Just stop.
This is a super M.
Bye everybody.
Bye.